Our lives are not our own. This we say during the penitential season. Hanashama lach v'haguf shalach. The body is yours, God, and the soul is yours. We are but custodians, in other words, for our lives. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, episode 138, The Custodian and the Wages. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10 Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
It is a story that is told by Rabbi Avishai David, who leads a yeshiva in Israel, Torat Shraga. The story's essential details, as best as I know, are the following. As a young man, Rabbi Avishai David attended Yeshiva University's high school. One day he showed up with time to play basketball and sought someone to watch his books while he played. He found a man who at the time was relatively young, and he asked him whether he'd be willing to watch his books. Unbeknownst to the then young Avishai David, this was my grandfather, Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, already known as one of the great Torah scholars of his generation. Upon being asked by this high school boy whether he would be willing to watch his books, my grandfather had an unusual response. Am I a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sachar? Here, certainly to the young man's surprise, my grandfather made references to two different forms of custodians in the Torah. The Shomer Chinam, the free custodian, does not charge for the service of guardianship of an object. But that means that this custodian has lesser levels of responsibility. The Shomer Sachar, on the other hand, is the hired custodian. If the object is lost or stolen, this custodian is liable, for with payment or salary received, the responsibility is higher. This man, again, of whose identity the high school boy was unaware, ultimately, after discussing these halachic terms, eventually agreed to be a shomer, to be a guardian of the books during the basketball game. Presumably, a shomer chinam. Presumably, Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik did not charge for his services. Eventually, the high school boy found out who had been watching his books for him, and of course no longer asked for Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik's shomer services. At one point, my grandfather caught up with the young man and said something to the effect of, "What was wrong? Did I not take care of your books? Was I not a good shomer?" There are more details to the story, I believe. And it is a story, I confess, that when I first heard, I knew was one that captured exactly who my grandfather was. And as a metaphor for life, there is so much to say about this anecdote. First, as my grandfather's brother, Rabbi Joseph Soloveitchik, often emphasized, every one of us is a shomer, a custodian, for our own lives. Our lives are not our own. This we say during the penitential season. Hanashama lach v'haguf shalach. The body is yours, God, and the soul is yours. We are but custodians, in other words, for our lives. And the question then becomes, what sort of shomer are we? What sort of custodian can we claim to be? It is a central tenet of Judaism that we are judged after we live our lives and are rewarded for lives well lived. This means that we are shomer sachars. We are custodians. That if we fulfill our custodianship as asked of us by he that is ultimately the owner of us all, the almighty owner of us all, then we believe schar, reward, will be given. But that means that like the paid custodian, we have an incredible level of responsibility for the way we live. It is with this in mind that we will ponder our obligation of the day, which is the law in the Torah relating to different types of custodians, and for a court to apply different standards of responsibility to one that watches an object for free and one that guards an object in a case where payment is involved, either because that custodian receives wages or because someone has rented the object. On the face of it, it is a series of technical rules whose justice is inherently obvious. Indeed, the medieval work Sefer HaChinuch on the commandments of the Torah offers no elaborate explanation for the reasons for this law, writing rather, Shorish Hadinin Yadua, or as Safaria renders it in translation, the root of the laws is well known. But the story of my grandfather teaches us that the law of custodians is also a metaphor for life, calling upon us to ponder custodianship in our own world. And as we have mentioned in our discussion of the ritual of the redemption of the firstborn son, we are not only custodians over our own lives, we are also custodians over the lives of our children, lives that are more precious before us than our own. It remains incredibly meaningful to me that a man who is now a Torah scholar, a Rosh Yeshiva, a head of a Jewish academy, still remembers his encounter as a young student with my grandfather, who spoke to him about the laws of custodians. If it is meaningful, it is, in part at least, I suspect, because it reflects how my grandfather was a shomer, a custodian, not only for those books, but for his own life, as well as a custodian for the student who was in his presence. Every moment for my grandfather was an opportunity for sanctifying this world, for impacting others, for teaching Torah. That is how a shomer conducts oneself. That is how a custodian creates kedusha, sanctity. That is how one embodies the legacy of a life well lived. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.